KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio Station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai Dealership Studios.
Time for another exciting edition of
Lucas and Win.
Lick it up.
October 4th, Oracle in Oakland. You can see the Scorpions. All you got to do is lick us and win. First time ever here on the river. Open category. Anything goes. Anything you can dream up. Ask it. If we don't know it, that means you lick us. And you could pick who gets the question. Joe or myself or Dana. We'll even throw Dana into the fire today.
All right.
Lick us and win. Mark, what you got?
Hey, this one's for Joe. I got a question for you.
Go ahead,
it's
bro.
Let's go with why were hard hats first invented, you know, for construction, the hard hat?
Why were they first invented?
Correct.
I'm going to say they were first invented in for guys and ladies that were mining.
Ooh, that's a great answer, but no, that's not what we're looking for.
I always love when they do that. Wow, man, that is spot on, but...
Because, you know, you're
not really.
I'm just thinking about pieces falling from the ceiling or what have you. Mm-hmm. What was it, brother?
So they were invented specifically for the workers on the Hoover Dam in 1933.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So no other job, no other profession that worked out in construction or whatever had hard hats until after the Hoover Dam.
Can you believe that?
That's a neat little piece of trivia
Little piece of trivia, yeah.
I like that. Hold on. See, here's the thing, though. Joe, he could work out on the Hoover Dam in the 30s or, you know, underneath girders nowadays. You wouldn't have to wear a helmet because your head's hard enough.
That's exactly right.
Let's go to Lori. Lori, lick us and win.
And this is her dog.
Okay.
Who was the original guitarist who played with the Scorpions when they first formed the band, and what band did he leave and go to?
You talking about Shanker? And then he went to, didn't he go to MSG, and then didn't he do a Shanker project?
Which Shanker?
Oh, was it, oh, God, Michael, I believe.
Oh.
Is that correct?
God.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's what MSG stood for, Michael Shanker Group.
Wow.
Very nicely done, though. I like the Scorpion Challenge. Thank you. Let's go to Cable. Lick us and win.
All right, guys. This question is for Dog.
Okay.
What movie was originally shot as a silent movie and then immediately reshot as an audio movie?
I mean, can you give me an era or a style? What?
1930.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. It was... Howard Hughes was the main financier.
Originally shot as a still, but then they later added audio. Is this a big movie?
It was a big movie, not a still. It was shot as a silent movie.
I'm sorry, silent. I'm not going to have any idea. I like the Howard Hughes connection, and I think that kind of gives most people that might know it. Great tip, but I don't know.
Hell's Angels.
Really?
Okay. Yep. Fair enough.
The Flying War movie? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All the dogfight.
Very good. Hold on. I did not know that. I haven't watched too many still movies. In fact, I'll take it a step further. If it's black and white, I won't watch it.
I've never seen a still movie.
Just on TV talking about it. I've never sat down and watched one either.
Yeah.
I know people think I'm old, but I'm not that old. Let's go to Alan. Lick us and win.
Yes, sir. This question is for Mr. Dog.
Okay.
What year did it come out? Four-door Chevy Chevelles. What year was that?
Four-door Chevy Chevelles. You know I'm not a Chevy guy. Bow ties are for little boys. Four-door Chevy Chevelle. Oh, God, I don't know why I'm going to say the year I was born. I'll put it at, I want to say 74, but I think I'm going to go back to 72.
You got me, dog. 72.
Yeah. Woo. See, and let me just tell you this, Alan. The reason why is because I was born that year, and as soon as I was born, all the other people, you know, that were parents, they wanted to have kids like me.
Yeah,
and they wanted to have a bunch of them, so they needed four doors. So Chevy jumped on the assembly line and started cranking them out.
That makes so much sense.
Alan, thank you. Let's go to Richard. Richard, lick us and win.
Hey, what's up, first-time caller?
Whoa, oh, Richard, yeah!
What's up, you guys?
Welcome, man.
Hey, you gotta try the burger at Lucille's, man. That thing's $25, but it's worth it.
I don't believe you, and I'll never go back, but thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And then tri-tip, you gotta try a place called Porter's. It's this black dude that makes tri-tip all day on a barbecue, and he just serves tri-tip sandwiches. It's called Porter's in Cotati. Anyway, all right, you ready for the question?
Bring me one, I'll eat it. To your question.
All right, to the question. This is for Joe, I think.
All right.
Let's go with, what newscaster was there on opening day doing the newscasting that later turned president? Who was that?
Oh, hold on.
On opening day for what?
For Joe, though.
Opening day for baseball?
No, for Disneyland. Sorry about that.
What
he was a newscaster. He was a newscaster, but later turned president.
The only one I could think of that would possibly be that would be Ronald Reagan.
Oh, man, you got me, man. Nobody knew that one. They called him Ronnie Reagan back then.
Yeah, okay. Well, he was a newscaster first. Then he was kind of like a B-movie actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he was, what do you say, Disneyland? I mean, there couldn't have been any other because that is California. We didn't have one in Florida. There was no... You know, Epcot.
Oh, there wasn't.
No, not
they didn't
back
open
then.
Both together.
No. That one didn't come till later.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that.
Let's go to Chad. Chad, lick us and win.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Chad.
Hey. So, questions for Joe.
Hold on, let me get stopped. Joe said opening day for what? The guy said opening day didn't even include Disneyland. Just opening day.
I thought for a minute he was talking about. I've never heard opening day used before except for baseball.
Well, no one knew what the hell he was talking about.
Man, I don't have no idea.
Chad, what's up?
Hey. So my question for you, Dog. The TV show Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
What year was its first episode?
Ooh.
I like this. Used to love Mr. Roper and that old whore,
and
Mrs. Roper.
You look a lot like him.
Really, you think I look like Mr. Roper?
Yeah, especially when you're talking about your wife, Mrs. Roper.
I wish my wife was as hot as Mrs. Roper.
Okay.
Boy, she was wanting to, wasn't she? Always down for action.
Really? Mrs. Roper was wanting.
She was. Tell me, people that watch the show, all she wanted to do is knock boots with Stanley. Stanley never wanted to do anything with her. He was too busy with the binoculars checking out the young kids at the beach.
I think I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, oh yeah. He was a horn dog, but not with her, and she was really wanting. Let's go back to this. What year? Oh, man, Love Three's Company. I'm going to say 19. God, I don't know why I want to say 77, but I'll put it at 70. I'll stick at 77. 1977 is when it debuted.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you. I like
well
these
played.
Questions. Let's go to Rena. Rena, lick us and win.
Hey, this is a question for Joe. I just got pretty emotional over the Cassini last week. What was the launch date of Cassini and the death date of Cassini?
Well, hold on. We'll come back to you. Joe, what is she saying?
Cassini satellite in space. It's like a satellite that's in deep space, and they just crashed it into, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Saturn. Is where Cassini crash landed. And if its lifespan, it's been traveling through the solar system, taking pictures. And,
so it's a satellite.
Yeah, checking things out. And it was launched, I think, in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, 76. And its death date was, I thought it was Tuesday of last week. What would that have been? The 12th?
That's close enough. Is he close, Rita?
No, its actual launch date was October 15th of 1997, and its death date was last Friday, September 15th, and it is amazing. What Cassini has done for us is pretty amazing, Dog. Check it out.
Okay, hang on, and you can share with Joe the amazement. So hold on. Good question, I guess.
Wow, 96, though. I was 20 years off. I thought that thing's been around since the 70s.
Don't look at me. I don't know. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, lick us and win. We'll do a couple more. Lick us and win. Open category.
Okay, I got one for you. I got a good one.
Who's it for?
All of you guys.
Well,
who's the first Japanese Major League Baseball player?
I'm not going to take this one. You got this.
First ever?
The first Japanese Major League Baseball player. He struck out his first batter. He was a pitcher, obviously.
Was he a Dodger?
I don't know.
I'm not going to remember his name. Give it to me. Give it to me quick so we can get more. Who was it?
Masanori Murakami.
And was he a Dodger?
I don't know.
Oh, you really don't know. Okay, fair enough. Hang on, hang on. I never would have gotten that. Let's go to Richard. Richard, lick us and win.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Bro.
Got a question for Dog. The first American sports car ever made, what year was that? And what kind of car was it?
I can give
you the car.
The first car that gets the classification, I believe, is still, sadly, the Corvette.
No, sir.
Well,
2 years prior, 1951, there was a car called the Nash Healey.
You didn't let me... You stole my thunder and didn't... I wouldn't have gotten that, but you didn't let me finish. I was going to throw my guess out, but you gave me the answer. Hey, hang on.
What were you going to say?
What he said.
No, you weren't.
No, I really wasn't. I wasn't going to do that, but I wasn't going to pick on the vet. I was going to give it another guess. But hang on. But, so you know, Corvette is America's first sports car. That's what it gets the claim to.
Good.
That's what everyone usually and typically says.
And should be.
Oh, really? Go to hell.
All right.
Go to hell, yeah. Right. Hey, why don't you go over there at the old meth lab and cruise around in that scumbag's vet with him?
Really?
You want to ride shotgun in a vet? Why don't you ride with him? You want to talk that way on this show? Why don't you go hang out with Mr. Williams?
That's hurtful.
Well, you want to hurt me? I can throw it right back.
That's hurtful.
Let's give Dana one. Dana, can you put the phone on hold? We'll do a lick us and win with Dana, and then we'll... wrap this round up. All right, lick us and win, Bill. You got one for Dana. Go.
Yes, I got one for the beautiful Dana.
Thank you.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
The question is, what is greater than God? What is more devilish than the devil? Poor people have this. Rich people don't need it. And if you eat it, you will die.
Ooh, a riddle, Dana.
Yeah, I know. He told me it was a riddle when I was on the phone with him, and I was like, I'm not going to know it.
Okay, one more time, Bill. Repeat it, because I know a lot of people listening, they want to hear this again. Give it to them slowly.
What is greater than God, more devilish than the devil? Poor people have this. Rich people don't need it. And if you eat it, you will die.
Oh, man. Okay, so my guess, and I know this is not going to be right, is money.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he said poor people.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
If you eat it, you'll die. That's what's throwing me off. If you eat it, you'll die.
I like this. This is a good riddle. And I've never heard this before.
You never heard that one? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, don't feel so bad. The answer is nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's
rich
good.
Rich people don't need it.
Yes.
And if you eat it, you'll die. You eat nothing, you die.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I never heard that before.
Very nice. Bill, hang on. More rounds of Lucas and Wynn coming up. Plus, we're going to get you qualified for that 2017 Harley-Davidson.